It's Country 730, The Patriot, and Dr. Jeff Sarazin with the Wisconsin Optometric Association joining us this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
And here to talk a little bit about eye safety when it comes to flying projectiles.
Well,
the 4th of July.
The 4th of July season is upon us. You know, this is the time of year where we certainly enjoy time with our family, with our friends, but it's also time of the year we celebrate a little bit with some fireworks.
And you know, you certainly want to make sure that everyone is safe. Talking to the fire department also, they're looking at overall safety. You a little more specific with eye safety.
Right. We certainly don't want anybody's fun to be ruined by an eye injury like a laceration or a bruise. You know, and so many of these injuries are preventable. And the key is most of these injuries occur in children under the age of 15. Almost half of the injuries that we see are in young kids. And those are the ones we want to get the prevention, and we want to make sure something doesn't happen to them.
Yeah, and we've talked about this in the past, too, where the simplest of fireworks and the one that you think of when you think of 4th of July, typically a sparkler, but that has the potential to be one of the most dangerous.
Yeah, it seems like such a simple, fun little toy to give a young kid. You light that sparkler for him, you just let him run through the yard, and you know, nobody really realizes that those things burn at close to 2,000 degrees, and they're one of the most common sources of eye injuries in young children.
And we're talking those sparks then getting into the eye.
Correct. Yeah, yeah, they can actually cause a burn right onto the front of the eye, which can be very, very painful and can leave some permanent scarring
sure.
as well.
Yeah. What are some of the ways, I guess, in terms of treatment, the first thing that a person should do if there is some sort of an eye injury with fireworks?
Right. The one thing that you don't want to do is apply a lot of pressure to the eye. We want to avoid that. Second thing is, your mom always told you not to rub your eyes. Well, she was right. You don't want to rub your eye if you have some kind of an injury to it. You want to just try to maybe immobilize the eye, put some type of a soft foam over it, and try to get some medical care as soon as you can.
Sure, and that most likely would be an emergency room or visit of that nature.
Correct. So, you know, if you have a good relationship with an optometrist, they might have somebody on call.
Sure.
But more than likely, you might just want to visit your closest emergency department.
Yeah. So they see the initial. And then you, I imagine, you mm-hmm. get some of those patients afterwards for some follow-up.
Sure. Often the emergency department will just triage it, maybe give them a little antibiotic, and then just send them off to the optometrist. And those are the ones that we see. And, mm-hmm. and again, the sooner we see those patients, the better the outcome in most cases.
Dr. Jeff Sarazin is with us, a member of the Wisconsin Optometric Association, talking eye safety when it comes to those fireworks. Is there anything else, Jeff, that we need to keep in mind? We talked about the sparklers, but there are some of those that, you know, do shoot out and come off the ground as well.
Yeah, the best advice I can give your listeners is to just really kind of limit yourself to some of the professionally conducted fireworks displays. We all want to have some fun at home, and I understand that, but it's best to leave these things to the professionals. So if it is the 4th of July and you really feel like you want to take in a fireworks show, you know, find one that's being conducted locally and just sit in a lawn chair and enjoy it. That's probably the safest way to participate in that event.
And, of course, adult supervision.
Adult supervision. Again, if 40% of the injuries are under the age of 15, that tells you right there that we have a responsibility as adults to really prevent those injuries for the young kids.
All right. Anything else with regards to fireworks safety or any other topic you'd like to mention this morning, Jeff?
Well, again, just use a little common sense. Just sometimes pause a little bit, think about what you're doing. You do have a responsibility as an adult to take care of those kids. Just leave it to the professionals, and we'll all have a safe and happy 4th of July.
Yeah, that is the first and most important thing, to be safe.
Right.
Yeah, all the enjoyment comes after.
Exactly right.
All right, Jeff, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Dr. Jeff Sarazin with the Wisconsin Optometric Association, eye doctor out of Wausau, joining us today. It's the Patriot Country 730 WJMT.